This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
As we head to the countdown for Christmas, Merry Christmas and season's greetings to you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Over the past year, if there's been anybody who has been more of a collaborator, more of a contributing to the show, I can't think of anybody that would actually eclipse my guest this first hour. Joining me again, as he is wont to do, from the Polite Society podcast, the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, Clash Daily, and Ammo Land is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, they left the door open. I just wandered in. You think this is? Think I'm in the right place?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Good. Oh, what a beautiful day today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Louisiana. It's been quite overcast. Or are you talking about something else?
I'm talking about something else. Texas electors cast the deciding votes, make Donald J. Trump our president-elect officially, despite what all the Clinton activists said, I love it when Hillary loses. It's a great day, despite the weather.
Yeah, he has topped 270. Now all the rest of them. I think right now the final tally is looking to be 304 to 169. So, yeah. So much for all of that nonsensical talk, and now they've got to actually move on and go ahead and get ready to get on with business.
Well, it's I've wondered about it. I mean, okay, it sold a bunch of newspapers. You're familiar with a Colorado activist called Dudley Brown.
Yes, yes.
So if the moon rises, if it's a blue moon, meaning a second one, then I will get an email from Dudley saying, you know, cosmological events demand that you give me money to support the Second Amendment. Dudley never gets anything done. I wonder if there were a bunch of appeal letters that went out for the Clinton supporters. We're not done yet. We need your money to just, you know, stop it. What do you think?
I think that there's a lot of people in our industry. See, right now, I'm sort of salivating. I'm not worried. Right now, the fight sort of slows down, and now I'm ready to go from counterpunching to going on the offensive.
Right.
So for me, this is a fine time. For some people, though, it's bad for business. And Dudley would be one that I would think it would be bad for business for. But, I mean, this is our segue into, you know, having a four-year window minimum to make the country a little more free, wouldn't you think?
I would think. Absolutely. But that's really bad business if your product model is like the Clinton campaign and the Clinton activists of, hi, you want influence? Bring cash, we can talk. Now, I suspect that she had some overzealous salesman who said, our polls show it's a clear victory. And there are probably some really disgruntled donors who said, you lied to me, it wasn't even close. And this appeal to electors was a way to garner activists and to secure donors. A lot of donors will forget that you disappointed them as long as you drag the no, I failed, out over a long enough period of time.
Well, Clinton spent $1.2 billion. And,
yeah.
And
that's a lot of disappointed donors.
There's a little meeting. There was a little meeting going on where all the donors got together. And they're questioning now taking it for the team, you know, for donating to this. Because, you know, most people that donate would like to see somebody win. And they would like to think their money was spent well. But for every side, there's going to be a loser in a competitive thing. And, you know, the thing with Clinton was it was supposed to be a coronation, not an election.
And easy walk. The donors were betting on a sure thing.
Yeah.
Their campaign donations were sure to yield large refunds in terms of political influence and insider deals.
Yes.
$1.2 billion. Wow.
That's a whole...
That's a lot of money, even in Vegas.
Well, I mean, what does a president make nowadays? Do they make $400,000 a year?
I don't think it's that much. Used to be less.
So for 8 years, see, that's one of the things, even here in my state of South Carolina, where they make $10,000 a year, you'll see guys spending $100,000, $500,000 for this $10,000 a year office, and you got to ask, why would all that money get, unless it's just all about the power, which, you know, these.
Although it was wonderful that, okay, send a, Louisiana has what they call a jungle primary. That means all in, everybody in the pool.
Right.
But we keep voting until we have a 50% majority of one of the remaining candidates. Whoever wins is finally elected by a majority. Our senator? No, one of our congressmen. Used to be a cop, Higgins, and had to stay in it. I think he pretty much ran it on $50,000 and a prayer and won. The guy I voted for refused to spend money. I mean, it was just his own personal finances, and even then, he went out there and said, how much are you willing to pay me to pay off special interests? And everybody says none. And he goes, they're all doing it. And you go, wow, very effective.
And we're coming up on the first break. But the latest thing I just saw is that in the last ditch attempt to get Merrick Garland a vote, Roberts kicked that one to the curb. So, nice heady days heading into Christmas. Real quick, if you would, Mr. Morse, what have we got coming up in the next little segment there? I know you've got something you want to talk about, so what is it?
Let's talk about the media. Let's talk, before we go on to gun stories, we'll do that. You've done that with me before.
Yes.
Let's talk about how the media lied to us and how we didn't believe it. Wow. Remember, they're the guys that trumped up this controversy about electors.
And we yawned. Yeah. We'll definitely cover that part. That, and, you know, for all, there was a moment, I thought, where they were all getting a little reflective. And Hillary was, you know, she hid herself away for some weeks and everything. And now they're starting to, I don't know, like you said earlier today, I mean, with this, Trump has gotten 304 electoral votes. It is official. He is President-elect Trump now. And in in about a month, he'll be President Trump. And all these other people will be either heading out of town or vanquished back to Chappaqua. And like you said earlier today, for the third time since November, Hillary lost again.
It was worth getting up this morning.
Yes, it was. So, my guest this hour is Rob Morse. Of all the things that Rob Morse does, you are listening.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right. Back again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Go check them out. They have got crazy specials going on all this week. AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of the Polite Society podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, Clash Daily Live, Ammo Land, Slow Press, excuse me, Slow Facts. Now, that one always messes me up. Slow Facts WordPress blog.
Yes.
And all the stuff he does. All the other stuff he does. I got 3 out of 4 right. I get it consistently right all the time.
You do.
Anyway. Yes, thank you so much. The
you
media. The media, Rob, well,
it's up to this little
point. Yeah, up to this point, they've had their way, and this time it didn't work out quite the way they thought it would.
This is a trend that's been going on for years. Basically, our opinion of the media has steadily fallen since Richard Nixon and Watergate, where everybody went, oh, the press saved us. Somewhere along, somewhere between there and now, just as the Democrats used to once condemn big business, and then they said, wait a minute, big business has money. We can sell government to them. We've seen the press do the same. And they lied to us badly, badly in this last year. It's very difficult to tell what's news from what's a paid infomercial. Everything from pipelines to environmental impacts to how a presidential candidate is listed in the standings. We don't believe the media. We question their polls, and we see them hide the truth. Can I elaborate on that, Bill? And I think you've talked about it as well.
Sure.
Think of it. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks told us more about our government. Now, he's holed up in an embassy in Britain, I believe, the Ecuadorian embassy, if I'm correct, because he's being sought for, because governments hate the idea that someone will spread the truth anonymously. But he's told us more about the corruption in the U.S. government than all of our mainstream media combined for this year. Let's face it, he doesn't get out much.
No.
And yet he outreported all those other billion-dollar publicly traded corporations.
Wow.
It didn't take much. I mean, one thing that I noticed, I mean, the first time around with Obama, it was actually pretty quiet. The only thing he did regarding guns was to open up the national parks to gun carriers.
Right.
That was attached
to a credit card bill he had to sign.
Right. And that was it. And then after he won the 2012 election, and right after he won the 2012 election, we had Sandy Hook. And
yes,
he made a very hard pivot. And then all pretense was dropped at that point on everything. All pretense was dropped on everything at that point. And even with the media dropped pretense as well. And
yes,
you know, I don't live in an echo chamber where I believe there's actually a completely non-biased media entity out there. I don't think it exists. I do, however, have a problem with somebody claiming to be a non-biased media entity when they are clearly agenda-driven.
Right.
And most of the mainstream media's agenda has been primarily based upon, it seems like, cult of personality to me. I mean, Barack Obama was so cool. He had to be president because he was so cool. And, you know, then Hillary's going to break the glass ceiling and be the first woman president. I guess that was her only qualification. Female.
I think she had a building named in New York. It was one of the bills she sponsored in the Senate. That's about all of her political qualifications.
Did she actually sponsor a bill when she was in the Senate?
Yeah, I think one, it named a building after somebody.
And I'm sure that was a tough one to get through.
It was a brutal political fight.
I'm sure.
But I spoke to you today off air. The listeners didn't hear. Bill, as talented as you are and as dedicated, I don't think the market would have embraced Lock and Load not 15 or 20 years ago. I mean, these days, though, alternative media, we are looked to as a source of news in ways we weren't back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the New York Times, their monthly circulation is 500,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, and likewise, I think the Washington Post. So when you look at that, then you look at the Drudge website, which gets over 1 million hits a month, or maybe it's 4 million. I don't know how many it gets, but it's destroying the old world media. And you and I are on, we're sort of surfing the new wave that's coming. And it's a new way to get information. And a lot of the thing about podcasts, for example, is that most people that download the podcast will listen to the whole thing. Maybe not all at one time. But they can pause it. They can pause it all day long and just take it all the way through their day. And that's the beauty of why podcasting is the growth vehicle that it is. So
I think so. I think, but that means you and I have to deliver. If if we go off on a tangent, our listeners will drop us and say, "Well, I'll try you again next week." So we need to deliver, which is not true when you and I 10, 15 years ago came home, sat down, and watched the evening news. Nobody does that. For a while, we recorded it. Now we've given up on it.
Yeah. Yeah. We are rolling up on the next break, so we can certainly continue on bashing the media, because I've got some examples to give you on the media.
I'd like to hear how
they can find your stuff.
I'm at the Polite Society podcast, the Slow Facts podcast, or the Slow Facts blog, Amoland Clash Daily, and occasionally I get to be here on Lock and Load Radio.
Occasionally, yeah. Occasionally you drive the whole vehicle. you and Paul drive, take the keys and take her out for a spin.
Well, I hope we put her back in the garage without a scratch.
Quite aptly. It's a car. Who cares? Anyway, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teacher Rick Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of the Polite Society podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog. There you go. He just keeled over on that one because I actually got it right that time. And we are currently discussing the media and should we call them mainstream? I don't think they're mainstream. I think they're a dying animal.
I think they are. I think there's been a drought and the streams dried up. Look who brought us the breaking news of WikiLeaks. It was new websites like the Federalist Papers,
right?
Hot Air, Cheryl Atkinson. Those didn't exist 5 years ago. All those are new phenomenons that bring us the news.
The challenge, though, and I'm actually looking forward to it because the liberals aren't going anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere. And there's enough rhinos out there to where I'm sure McCain and Graham and who else? Flake, some of those guys in the Senate, they will get out there and cause a few roadblocks for their own party. It's still going to be a fight, but this is where we get a moment to actually enjoy the holiday for the first time in election cycle I can remember in recent history.
Right.
And the mainstream media, though, they do not appear to have learned anything, have they?
No. No, they really haven't. But you're working right. What you and Arbalest Quarrel are doing, what organizations like Tom Gresham, like the Trump son, and I've forgotten his name, I'll have to learn it, who says, hey, let's get a bunch of smart guys around and figure out what we can do to support the Second Amendment and return the rights of honest citizens to carry in the United States. They didn't trot that out in front of the media. We used our own.
Well, yeah. So while you're telling me this, I'm looking at all these examples of media as this goes along, and I'm laughing both at your points, and you seem to be hitting exactly what I'm looking at as I'm looking at it. So excuse me for being slow. You take the wheel.
Well, you're doing well. Do you remember during one of the debates, Trump said something about how it's been a difficult time in America? He never used the word, and I'm going to put quotes around it, dark. Well,
yes.
The Democrat talking points came out that said, tell everybody about Trump's dark vision for America. And there were some 50 mainstream media headlines the next day that said Trump's dangerous dark. He never spoke the word dark. And I posted it on my website because I went and checked those sites. Good grief. Talk about lazy journalism, or journalism really being used as a political tool. That's malfeasance. We asked them to investigate the world around us, to bring us the news. We can get propaganda really easy. We don't need that. On the other hand, look what James O'Keefe and David Daladin did. O'Keefe and Project Veritas showed us how easy it was to do voter fraud. David showed us what Planned Parenthood did, chopping up children, and the media ran from that because it was going to upset their political sponsors. And I think to a greater degree, their niche viewers didn't want to see that. Wow, that says a lot about us as a body politic.
Well, what it says is that, for me and you, like you've seen the Christmas cards going out from the Betsy riot. Have you seen those?
No, I'll look it up.
Yeah, they're sending out Christmas cards to politicians and bigger media than me, bigger media figures than me. And they've got clearly a couple of pictures of people who committed suicide at very close range with a gun in their own face. And they're sending this to them in the form of a Christmas card. And this, whenever they're circling and pushing this way, now you're talking about the reality of abortion, for example. Most people don't really want to see that. It's right. Very upsetting. You know, we're talking about the safe spaces set. And when you start talking about abortion and what actually happens when abortion is, when the physical act of abortion, the way it works, that's bad. That's not good. That's not safe.
Right.
And the biggest problem I find with the safe spaces set is they're very, very quick to advocate for violence without really understanding what violence is.
Well, you're trying to be serious, and let me be humorous for a second. The party of gun control, the party that said virtue signaling to the nth degree, I returned all my guns, I wouldn't have them in the home, and now you want to bring physical violence into the street? Did you think this was going to end well? Talk about playing on a broken hand, throwing away your best cards before you tried to play the hand. My gosh, that's not much forethought.
No, It is no forethought, more no thought at all. And the part that is, I guess, bothering me the most is one day, you know, like one of these safe space group of snowflakes, they're going to go around a corner, they're going to be marching down the street and everything, they're going to be advocating violence, killing cops, all this other stuff. They're going to run into a group of people that do not advocate violence, but dear God, they know how to bring it. And that's, a lot of people are going to recoil in horror when that realization comes of what violence really is and why. I mean, there's a reason they use terminology like war is hell.
Yes.
And that reason is because that's something we should avoid at all costs. And these people do not understand that. They don't understand it at all. And, you know, I hope, you know, I had my heart repaired and everything, and they tell me if I can just take care of myself, I might live, you know, 100, 120.
Go for it.
I'm not sure that I want to do that with this group of people coming up that are going to be the leaders of the free world, because they don't even know how to live their lives.
Bill, did you see the news story where there were a bunch of...
We're moving so fast that we're coming up on the next break. So hang on to that, and we'll cover that. And if we have to go into the next hour, if you've got the time, we can certainly do it. Did your daughter come into town?
She's going to cook dinner for us tonight.
Okay. You hang on. Hang on for me through this. My guest is Al from Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. Is Rob Morse. This, pre-Christmas, running up to Christmas, this is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yummy!
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Back again as he's anticipating dinner at some point this evening. Rob Morris from the Police Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. Now, do you want to finish this hour out just talking about the media? And then we can, if you have the time, we can take a couple of segments in the first half of the hour coming back and do a little Self-Defense Gun Stories if you want to. I mean, just, you know, our closing arguments about the mainstream media.
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job with the media to highlight your point, though, about how few of us know violence, which is a great thing. That is a wonderful time in history to be alive. I saw a little side article that was about a bunch of Marines doing a pub crawl. And I think in California, a bunch of the snowflakes were out protesting the election, and the two groups almost ran into each other. And it was like a bunch of cops and the bar bouncers just looked at this and went, oh, shoot, we don't want to let this happen. And literally a bunch of neutral people threw themselves between these two guys going, listen, snowflakes, don't tie this one on or it's going to end really badly.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that even got a little television coverage, I think. And that was an interesting thing. People... Military veterans, law enforcement, self-defense instructors, people that have actually been in the self-defense situation, they look at I looked at those Marines. They were looking at these protesters with a great deal of amusement.
Yes, it's like, you're kidding me, right? This is right. This is what you brought to the fight?
Yeah, harsh language is not going to get you very far in a fight. It'll get one started, without a doubt, but it's not going to take you very far, and it's certainly not going to finish it once it starts. So,
you've brought up Christmas several times.
Yes.
I want to talk about the gift exchange that I think most gun owners should have this Christmas if somebody, particularly new gun owners, receive a gun for Christmas, because most often the gun you're given is wrong.
Well, can we do
you
that?
You want to go there?
Go ahead.
All right. Come on, let's face it. Christmas is coming. Right. Lots of us, Bill, you and I are friends. I would, but because we're friends and in the know, I would no more, I'd buy you ammo all day long. I would never buy you a holster. I wouldn't think of buying you a firearm. Now, if we'd shot a lot and I knew your favorite model, that might be different. But right. Particularly a new gun owner, firearms, holsters, gun belts, all of that is really much too personal to try and buy for someone else. My best friend on the planet, I don't try and buy socks and underwear for them, really. I just don't know them that well. A gun is the same way.
Right.
So, go ahead. Come on.
No, I was going to say, for the new gun owner, they really don't know what to ask for, do they, either?
And in some sense, literally, that you've seen them before. Look, I got this. And you go, fine, it's your first gun. It won't be your last. Just go learn what you can. But the ones where it's really, I'll say serious, if people are recoil shy and somebody goes, I love the 45, and you go, you guys are on just the wrong planet. You know, let's get them over the new person hump before we teach them about the wonderful trigger on a 1911. Come on, we need a little wisdom and a lot less macho. And to their, what's also true is that new gun owners, as you say, don't know what they don't know. They got to get started, get in, carry something, take the classes without recoiling, without frightening themselves right out of the market.
Right. That, I never had thought about giving somebody the wrong thing for Christmas if they're a gun owner. And that never, I mean, that makes it almost impossible to do, doesn't it? Except for ammunition. Ammunition is the gift that keeps on giving, as long as you get it right.
It absolutely is. Once you get the caliber right, especially training ammo, oh, all day long. It always fits. It's always the right color.
I never thought of it that way either. I'm about to start the crack and pop lock and load ammunition reloading experiment.
I'm looking forward to hear about it.
I've got a Dillon XL650 press out there in a box that I've got to unbox and film it and everything else. And that, what do you think about that as a gift?
Interesting. Reloading supplies if the person's already reloading. Oh, absolutely. But yeah. Even then, what's their favorite powder? What's their favorite primer?
Right.
You know, those you want to give a reloader something that'll just warm their heart? Once you know the type of reloading they do, have they specialized? Because even now with 45, I think there were some 1911s or 45s that came out with small pistol primers rather than large. But spent brass is also a universal gift.
Well, you know, I see these guys like when I go to the tactical range. Even that one has the SWAT range here locally. Even that one has the rake for the brass. So there's somebody yes. out there that is spending that has all of those got all that kind of patience to go out there and do that kind of thing. But if somebody were like to give me two bags with 1,000 pieces of nice brass already. You know, the right hadn't been fired yet, and it didn't have a primer.
Oh, virgin brass? Wow.
Yes, virgin brass. I mean, hey, now that's a gift. So, I mean, it's buying for a gun owner takes a little bit of thought, doesn't it?
It does. And buying for a new gun owner takes even more. Just treat it like say thank you. That was so thoughtful. Thank you for paying attention to my new interest. Don't be surprised if you never see me with it at the range, because I'll just exchange it at the gun store for what I really should have got. Never mind.
do any of these training schools, do any of them give out or sell Gift certificates, gift cards.
Interesting.
Gift of
plane. Yes, they should, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because training always fits.
Well, and that will tell them. That will tell them. I mean, like, I've been an RSO at some concealed carry permit classes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have the concealed, and they have to fire the gun 50 times, which for somebody that's never shot before, that's a long box of ammo.
Right.
But I've literally seen people bust their hands just from dealing with the recoil from those little five-shot Smith & Wesson 642s, that right. little knurl that's on the grip.
Right.
That's where you learn what you can shoot and what you can't shoot. And going to that class is I would think that would be a good way to learn that.
It's amazing. Well, you've done it because you've gone out and trained hard, and you thought the gun fit you, and you found every little blister point where it's not quite the perfect fit yet.
We can talk about training in just a second if you want to. We're coming up on the end of this hour. You got time for a couple segments through the next hour?
Let's take the next half hour.
Let's do that. Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts, WordPress Blog, Clash Daily, and Ammo Land. That's where you can find Mr. Morse. That's where you can find his work, his musings, and everything else that he's got going on. And like he said, on should be more often, but on occasion you will find him here. When we get back, we're going to hear about some self-defense gun stories because, the armed citizen is very good at that. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.